Welcome, friends, to the podcast where practical mindful tools and heartfelt insights help you create the life you want.
What happened to the simple days when we would sit outside on the front porch after our meal was done visiting with our neighbors, or we would gather chestnuts in the forest during the fall, or just have a simple picnic instead of choosing to eat out? Life used to just be slower, more simple. We had time to be and breathe. But then somewhere along the way, we started to fill everything. Our calendars, our homes, and even our minds. And so now life just feels kind of complicated, busy, and hectic. If you feel like this, you're not alone. I think that so many of us feel the same way, and we just crave slowing down and living a simpler life. Our world tells us that we need more of everything, that we should be doing more, having more, and achieving more in our lives. But what if I told you that the true magic is not in more, but in less? The simple things are also the most extraordinary things, and only the wise can see them. Simplifying begins with letting go of all of these things that no longer serve you. We get weighed down by so much in our lives, commitments, clutter, and even emotions that really rob us from a simpler, easier life. When we let go, it frees up space. Space for the things in our life that are actually truly important to us. Decluttering isn't just about decluttering the possessions that you own, but it's also about decluttering our emotional space and our mental energy. Simply ask yourself, does this bring me peace or pressure? If the answer is pressure, then let it go. Every morning when I journal, I ask myself, what are the things I can let go of today that no longer serve me? If you were to ask yourself that same question, what things come up for you? And if you were to let go of these things that no longer serve you, what kind of day, week, or year would you have? I'm always surprised by the answer I get back when I take the time and really listen to my intuition about the things that are weighing me down. Gratitude turns what we have into enough. When life is simpler, appreciation naturally returns because the noise quiets down and we can actually become in tuned and aware of the things in our life that bring us so much joy. When gratitude becomes your focus, simplicity doesn't feel like less. It feels like freedom. There's simplicity that is revealed in the beauty in the ordinary things, a quiet stroll in the morning, noticing the nearby animals, or appreciating the company of a loved one. Joy is no longer sought after in big moments because we find joy in the tiny moments throughout the day. Contentment is not found when we are continually chasing for something else, but when we recognize how much we already have today and that what we have is enough. Living a simpler life is not shallow, but deep. It allows you to be more in tune with yourself and others around you, which allows you to deepen your relationships. The beautiful part is you don't even need a big grand plan to start living simply. It can start today in little tiny actions. The fewer your distractions, the more meaningful relationships you will have with others and yourself. It allows you to be truly present in the moment, to tune in to everything that is around you and to appreciate it. It helps you to be a better listener so that you are having a deeper connection with those around you. Simplicity opens your heart to the presence, the real kind where peace lives. The quieter your life becomes, the louder your soul speaks. The magic about simplicity is that it really sums up to just being intentional, becoming aware, and that can start right now, today, in this very moment. Just think of three things that you're grateful for. Three things. The power of gratitude tends to shape the way we view everything in our life, from always craving more and then not being truly satisfied to feeling abundant no matter what we own or where we live. Create simple routines for yourself, whether it's breathing, meditating, or just sitting quietly. Remind yourself every day that you are enough and you have enough. And so, my friend, maybe it is time to slow down and intentionally live a simpler life. Maybe tonight is the night. After your meal is complete and you do the dishes, that you sit outside on the front porch and visit with a friend. Or maybe this is the day that you set aside time to really reconnect with someone important in your life. Living with less does not mean going without. In fact, it actually means the opposite. It means becoming abundant in the knowing that you are enough and you become content with everything you have, which brings you joy, peace, and serenity into your life. Thank you so much for joining me today. Have a beautiful day, my friend.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. You can hear more from me on my website, ConnieReet.com, and social media at ConnieReet. See you next time.